This official campaign rally is in for a big surprise. Fringe candidate Vermin Supreme is taking charge.
I am a tyrant that you can trust, and you should let me run your life.
Supreme is an official candidate with an official platform.
Free ponies.
And
mandatory toothbrushing.
The free ponies and mandatory toothbrushing did not convince the security.
I want them out of the building.
Thank you. Here.
Supreme is an example of democracy in action. The state of New Hampshire has one of the lowest thresholds to allow any American on the ballot. It costs $1,000 and requires minimal paperwork. So there are 44 different candidates on the ballot. Many will remain unknown to most New Hampshire residents.
This campaign party had it all. Energy, free snacks, even expectant journalists. Everyone waiting for the candidate except the voters. The few here are Bob Green's family and neighbors. But he didn't seem to mind.
Hello.
Green is a single platform candidate trying to get publicity on the element thorium to replace uranium as a nuclear fuel.
If we produce a reactor a day for 50 years, we could replace every single fossil fuel reactor in the world. Okay, and that would stall global warming.
Nearing midnight at a gay bar, a very rare openly homosexual candidate, Fred Karger.
Where's home? Right here in Manchester.
Karger sounds a lot like the mainstream candidates.
Well, my first topic is jobs and jobs now.
Voter Philip Mayo liked what he heard, but is still undecided.
I'd like to know that he can compete with people like Mitt Romney, you know, the people with the big bucks in their pocket, but I think it's great.
These candidates have no delusions about beating the front runners. They're just pleased to get visibility for their causes.
I am on the ballot.
In Manchester, New Hampshire, Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News.
When you become president, you would appoint Herman Cain to be the ambassador to Becky Stay on Stay.